I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1882. That was the day that the first Labor Day celebration and parade took place in New York City. The New York Sun printed a vivid report of the parade of 10,000 marching workers. The paper described, quote, men wearing regalia, men with society aprons, and men with flags, musical instruments, badges, and all the other paraphernalia of a procession. The article went on to say, quote, as far ahead as one could see, and as far down the side streets as forms and faces could be distinguished, the windows and roofs and even the lampposts and awning frames were occupied by persons anxious to get a good view of the first parade in New York of working men of all trades united in one organization. All along the line, cheers were sent up. The reporter described the colorful banners carried by each trade union and noted that following the bricklayers came, quote, two decorated wagons containing brick arches. On each side of one of the wagons were the inscriptions 8 hours for work, 8 hours for rest, and 8 hours for recreation. And, get on to it, the union will never surrender. From New York, the idea of setting aside a holiday for workers spread. Oregon became the first state to officially recognize the holiday in 1897. Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York established a Labor Day that year as well. By 1894, 23 more states celebrated the workers' holiday. It was that year that President Grover Cleveland declared it a national holiday in response to the Pullman strike and boycott that began in Chicago. Labor Day is the day to honor the sacrifices made by labor fighting for safe and fair workplaces.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and the Rick Smith Show.